Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Eileen Grimes has been an active practicing astrologer for 30 years, is a familiar voice and face in the Pacific Northwest media. She has a popular radio show, The Jupiter Rising Show, Saturday mornings, the show about astrology, plus much, much more. She helps her clients figure out the whys in their lives, hands-on and practical, providing clear and incisive insight. Her goal with every client is what her motto is, to inspire, uplift, and empower. Eileen is also a teacher. She has developed a full set of astrological courses, as well as developed a full mentorship program for those interested in becoming professional astrologers. And in 2004, she released her first book, Titanic Astrology, the grand design of a famous shipwreck considered a revolutionary work of astrological research. A BA in music education from Central Washington University, once nominated a most entertaining online personality. Eileen Grimes, astrologer, media personality, author, teacher, and friend of Matt Shea, a frequent guest on our program, our guest today on This Week in America. Eileen, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate talking to you today. It's awesome.
Well, as I mentioned, we met through Matt, who's a frequent guest on your radio program, the Jupiter Rising Show, and was interested in talking with you. And I seem, maybe it's just me, but over the course of the last year or so, more about astrology. You pick up magazines, you pick up newspapers, they're talking about astrology. Is that correct? Is there sort of an uptick in interest in astrology?
Yes, absolutely there is. It's been noticeable in the last couple of years I think astrology's had a bad rap for a very long time. You know, it's basically been, you know, consolidated down to what you see in the newspapers and horoscope columns.
Yes.
But it seems to be growing right now because I think of the general state of our world. There's a lot of people searching, you know, for something inside of themselves that they aren't even aware of, that an astrology reading can really help them find that. So it's pretty cool.
Why do you think that is? You just mentioned some of the reasons. More interest, people are more open-minded about this, it seems now. Do you find that as you're talking to people?
Yes. It's a complicated subject. I mean, it's not just your sun signs, which is a lot of people just kind of know, well, that must be it. I go, no, and that's what I thought when I first started studying it 30 years ago. But it's a lifetime study, and it's very mathematical. It's very down to earth, and yet it's very very metaphysical at the same time. It's called a mantic science. So that basically means that it's a divinatory tool that we use of technique. We use the knowledge and the vocabulary and the information that we get from a chart to coalesce it all, to kind of throw it back at the person, say, this is what I see in your chart. So there's an element of really strong intuition that we need to read a chart, but also we're using the facts and just the real grunt work of astrology. I mean, there's a lot of meat to it. I mean, there's an incredible amount of details in astrology. And when I first started learning it, I wanted to learn it. And I said, well, give me a book where I can learn it, okay? And I said, well, you can't learn it in one book. You know, you basically, a book is going to supplement what you're doing in classes or learning on site or, you know, in person, or for that matter, when you're actually doing readings, because the way you really learn it is to do it. So that's the whole thing. It's very experiential in nature, but it's also very, very technical.
I get the impression that this is sort of an ongoing education for you as an astrologer. This is sort of like each one's a little different in what I'm sure you would consider yourself a much better astrologer today than you were 10 or 20 years ago, certainly 30 years ago.
I mean, the knowledge of astrology is only as good as its owner. You know,
yes.
And what I mean by that is that if you keep doing your schooling and your work, and because the field of astrology is evolving so quickly, you know, there's always some new planet out there to find, you know, so that's going to fit somehow into our astrology somehow, you know, and if we keep finding those, that means the human species is going to evolve. and really evolve a lot. So, I mean, back when we when the scientists discovered Pluto back in 1930, there were a lot of things going on in the news that basically came to mirror what Pluto was about. You know, a depression and the underworld, you know, and mafia and all this really sort of really dark stuff. Well, that was very Plutonian, as we would call it. So, I mean, after each one of the, especially the outer planets have been discovered, there have been major changes in psychology and society, you know. And so the Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto are pretty big planets. You know, they're small in size, but they're big in meaning.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Eileen Grimes is our guest on the programs, astrologer, media personality, author. Her website is eileengrimes.com. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly, get information on Eileen, be able to contact her as well, get information on the book that we had talked about. I'm sure the first question is, when people start looking into astrology, what can it do for me? What will I learn? And more than just a little snippet that we get in the, you know, at the grocery store when we go through and we pick up the magazine or we read the newspaper every day. What can astrology do for me? What can it do for the average person and help shape our lives?
Okay, you know, the daily horoscope that you would see in the newspaper, and I happen to write a weekly horoscope for our radio station up here, and it's a little bit more in-depth because it's weekly, so I sum up the week. But basically what we're looking at in a chart, you know, if I'm starting to meet with somebody who's a client, I'm going to look at their overall chart. Have you ever seen an astrological chart, Rick?
Yes. So when you talk about mathematical and you see all of these numbers and things there, and I'm thinking, how could anybody ever make sense out of what you have there? It's incredible.
It is because what I realized is that after I've been doing this for so long, you're really having multi-layers of interpretation. First of all, you've got the planets and the signs and the houses, and you have and those are aspecting each other. The planets are aspecting each other and their numerological value and the signs. You know, it's like baking a cake.
Exactly, yes.
You know, you got all these different ingredients in there. What do you do with all of them? Well, they all have a really interesting sort of meaning, you know. When you fit them all together, it makes sense, you know, and it kind of takes a little bit of the right brain to understand it a little bit, because the left side of the brain is getting the technical work, you know, the detail work of the astrology. But the right side of the brain interprets it. So it's sort of using both halves of the brain at the same time, which I find incredibly exciting because I love doing that anyway. I never realized that I did that until I started doing this. I never really felt that I was that intelligent in high school. I was terrible at math. I was great at music because I have a music degree.
Yes.
But you know, it was like, how do I incorporate a kind of a scientific approach to something and combine it with the intuition? Well, astrology combines both, actually. So it's really a detailed functional language, you know, and when I'm doing the work now, I see everything through astrological eyes. If somebody pops on the screen, he's a celebrity, I immediately want to look up their birth information. What can I say? I want to see
yes.
what they're like.
Yeah, that's so fascinating. Eileen Grimes, our guest in the program, astrologer, talking about astrology, her background, the book she's written, her radio show in Seattle, her friendship with Matt Jay, a frequent guest on Eileen's show as well as on ours. You know, I heard somebody say that, you know, going to an astrologer, I not only find out who I am, but who I can possibly become. And that always sort of fascinated me. Talk about that. With this knowledge, if we use it correctly, will this make us better people?
Yes. I'll kind of give you a little bit of my background. When I was, it was about 30 years ago, and I was actually going through some therapy at the time. I had a breakup in a marriage, and I was kind of feeling a little lost. But I started to investigate astrology. I think I went to an event, an astrological event. I found it was interesting. And then I started studying it. And as soon as I got into it, I realized, this is a tool for self-knowledge. You know, there's nothing better than this tool. As a matter of fact, when I teach classes now, I tell my students, listen, be careful what you wish for. You're going to get way more than you think you're going to get. You're going to have a whole lot of information about astrology, but you're going to have a whole lot of information on yourself.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's really a self-knowledge tool, but it also, I can't think of anything else that I've ever done that has helped me put my life straight. Into, you know, because I look at my chart and I go, well, that makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, you add all that up. That's what I'm doing, you know, is what my chart says I'm supposed to be doing. So, and it feels really wonderful. And it feels like if people do a chart reading and they're a little off course and they don't know where they're going, they will probably end up being a little bit more on course after having a reading because they'll have an idea of what they're good at, what they're not so good at, where their gifts are, and what they can do to turn that around to make that happen in their lives. You know, it's such a broad-based subject that I have one client I know that I did a reading for her baby who was 6 months at the time, and I saw something in that chart, and I went back and looked at the chart later on. I didn't even see where I saw it. That must have been some sort of intuitive thing that I got. And I told her what it was. I said, you should never, ever take your baby to a normal, regular doctor. You need to take the baby to an homeopathic yes. or naturopathic doctor, because she's not going to be understood by a normal doctor. So she did that, and I saw her 10 years later, and she came up to me, and she says, I just have to thank you for saving the life of my daughter. And I said, what do you mean? She says, what you told me was so right on, and she's a happy, well-adjusted child. If it hadn't been for that, she would have been miserable.
It's got to be so rewarding when you get feedback like that and feel like, okay,
yeah,
what I'm doing is touching lives. Yes.
This is what I do it for, you know, is to help people – you know, unlock their potential, you know, and usually there's a whole lot of, to unlock a potential in a person, you have to go through a lot of the regressing back into their childhood to see what was playing out, to see what kind of messages they got as a child. Because I do psychological astrology, and I would even add one more thing, evolutionary astrology, which is sort of the new kid on the block as far as psychological astrology goes. So it's basically not just figuring out what you want to do for your life, but why you're here doing it. You know, what's the purpose of you being here? Yeah.
Eileen exactly. Grimes, our guest on the program, her website is eileengrimes.com, E-I-L-E-E-N, grimes.com. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can link on directly. As you're talking about getting readings, is this something that you should do on an ongoing basis? I've often thought, okay, you got a reading that's good for the rest of your life or whatever, but I know you've got people that come to you on an ongoing basis. Is it something that you need almost maintenance where you need to go back and do future readings?
Okay, there's a lot of different approaches to this. Usually I do one reading for a person that's called the natal reading, N-A-T-A-L. And that's basically looking at the date and time and place of their birth, looking at the birth chart and talking to them about it. That's about an hour and 15-minute appointment. And usually they go away feeling like, wow, I didn't know that all about that about me, but I had a hunch.
Yes.
So, you know, and so that's pretty cool. But also, I tell people if they need to have updates, or they have these things called transits, which is where the planets are still moving around the zodiac even after you were born, and you know, and they somehow keep moving to the point where maybe they're touching one of our planets, and that can create a whole lot of heck. I'm using that generally.
Yes.
But they're like right now, Pluto and Saturn are together in the sky. And whenever those two get together, there's heavy stuff happening. And you can kind of tell by the news right now what's happening with the president and all that other stuff. So, you know, there's a whole lot of stuff about that. But people, when they go through a transit, especially when it's Pluto or Uranus or Saturn or Neptune, they're going to go through life-changing situations where they haven't been able to even adjust to that kind of energy at all. and all of a sudden, bam, something's in there that's fouling things up. And usually, you know, that's when astrologers come back or people come back to me and say, what the heck is going on? And I said, well, I'll look at your chart and let you know. And usually there's something that is creating the conflict or the situation that they're in. So, yes. So people will do that, or, you know, some people will come to me as I teach them astrology, can teach them privately or in a class, or, you know, there's a whole lot of circumstances that bring somebody back to me, but most of the time they come back to review what it is, where they were then and where they are now. So
I mentioned Eileen Grimes, our guest in the program. Boy, time is going by way too quickly. I want to ask, it's a very broad question, but, you know, the radio show is so popular. If you're around in the Seattle area, the Jupiter Rising show, and information is available on Eileen's site as well. You get calls, people have questions, people come to you. What are some of the most commonly asked questions and reason they want to reach out to an astrologer to get information?
Okay, there's probably a top three. I say, okay, what am I here for? That's the biggest one. What's my purpose here? And I go, that's good. Okay, or how about relationships? That's a big one. And when am I going to get my fortune? You know, the typical questions. And you know, I can answer pretty much about relationships to say, oh, here comes something that will help you. Adjust to the idea of being in a relationship, and you might have one, which is going to help you with certain issues. So I can do that. But as far as money goes, can't do that. Yeah, it's kind of how you hold it, you know, hold money yourself. You know, it's a matter of whether you feel like you're abundant, you're half full or half empty. So it really is a psychological shift there for money.
But how do you handle when you look at someone's chart and you're going to give them, if you're honest, going to give them some information that's not necessarily all that positive? How do you go about approaching that?
Oh, you know, that's interesting. I just had somebody the other night. I was talking at a group, and I was talking to a woman about her son, and her son's birthday was about right now, June or January 14th or 15th. And what I know is, you kind of run around with in your head with a whole what we call an ephemeris, which is it's an astrological almanac showing where the planets are. And I just happen to know where all the planets are right now. So figuring out that, you know, January 14th, their sun sign would be approximately around 22 to 23 degrees of Capricorn. And I know that Saturn and Pluto are right there at that point. You know, so what I would say to her is, I said, he's having a difficult time right now, isn't he? He says, oh, you have no idea. You know, I said, wow. Yes, I do have an idea. You know, and I said, maybe it might be something you want to come and talk to me about privately, because it can be a very private situation. Somebody going through a Pluto or a Saturn transit, it's tough. It's very tough. It usually really tests you on your mettle. So I try to do it that way, but sometimes I'll, you know, read a chart in front of a room and I'll say something that was sensitive, and they don't mind, but it usually bringing it something up out of their subconscious is kind of weird. You know, I did that one time with a woman in the class. I saw in her chart that she probably had an abortion or a miscarriage, and I asked her about that. She broke down and cried. She says, I've never talked about that to anybody. I went, oh, dear. Okay. So, you know, it's a matter of being kind of appropriate with people. But, you know, it's things that I look at a chart and stuff just jumps out at me, you know.
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
A minute here at the end, I want to ask you about this. We're in the internet era, and I'm sure the way you go about it, the way you're able to go about helping people, has changed dramatically over the years, probably even more so in the last 5 to 10 years. What has the internet era done for you? We're doing this on Skype now. I assume if somebody, you're in Seattle, if somebody's in Boston listening now, there's not that barrier there that was 30 years ago, is there?
Yeah. Oh, ever since the internet came in, I think astrologers have just gone off the chart as far as their business and being able to set up websites and being on Facebook. And there's a whole hassle of us on Facebook that hang out, you know, and we're talking about astrological things here and there. But, you know, it's really helped us expand our business. And The interesting thing is that the internet was a direct result of the planet Uranus, you know, and that has to do with collectively involving a lot of people in a like-minded activity, you know, and so that's kind of where we are. So most of the astrologers, by the way, it's gone from calculating a chart by hand, which takes a couple of hours to do it with a complete program, computer program, which takes seconds to do. So that's another evolution of the field. You know, it's made advances technologically itself, you know, and it's actually helped speed up our growth as far as, you know, what we're learning about astrology, and new avenues of astrology are coming up all the time. So it's only as limited as far as, you know, how you think about it. You know, there's no limit to what it can happen with it.
You know, I mentioned the website, and you talked about Facebook. How can they find you on Facebook?
How many follow me?
How can 5,000 people?
Well,
wow. No, okay. Now, how can they follow you? How can they follow you on Facebook?
Okay, they can go to Eileen Grimes on my Facebook page. It's EileenGrimes. I think I have 4998 now. They kind of drop a couple, but that's, and I have about 700 some followers. So there's a lot. And I have a lot of pages too. Like, I have a page for my Jupiter Rising show. I have a page for my photography. I have everything, you know. So, and I also had a page for psychological astrology at one time that I used a lot to kind of have, you know, groups of people go in and talk about stuff in a group situation. So, yeah, I mean, that's the other thing, too, is that we can get together in groups really easy online, you know, rather than having to do it in home. So it's really helped speed up the process of getting people together with this. So,
well, and you'll find all the information at Eileen's website, EileenGrimes.com. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you'll find information on Eileen, astrologer, media personality, author of the book Titanic Astrology, The Grand Design of a Famous Shipwreck. And hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about that on a program as well. Such remarkable work and research you did on that topic. Eileen, this has been a pleasure. I really appreciate Matt introducing the two of us. It's been fun having you on the program. Hopefully we'll be able to do this again. And thank you so much for taking the time to be with us.
Like, bam, 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 intelligent, you know, because that's kind of how my brain works anyway. So
this has been fun. I really appreciate you being with us. Eileen Grimes has been our guest on the program. EileenGrimes.com. The website, you'll find information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.